the Nationwide Auto Finance Studios. Nationwide Auto Finance, helping thousands of people just like you find the perfect vehicle. This is Toledo's fastest growing radio station and the new place to party. Party 103.3. WTOD HD2 Delta. W227BI Toledo. With the return of Toledo's number one morning show. Andrew C. and Demetrius in the morning. Toledo's hits and throwbacks all day.
The new
Party 103.3 and the Party 103.3 app.
Toledo. Clarissa Jenkins, phone check.
Time for another phone check. For real.
Clarissa Jenkins.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to please?
Yeah, this is.
Hi, this is Katina Mobley calling from the Student Affairs Division. How are you doing today, sir?
Good, how are you?
We are doing good. You're probably awaiting your certificate for your bachelor's, am I correct?
Yeah.
Well, you better keep on waiting, because as far as I see right here in my system, you ain't getting as far as graduation is concerned.
Okay. How come I didn't get anything in the mail about this? And where did you get my cell phone number? Because I have my house number on record there.
Okay, let's get one thing straight here. I'm the one who asked the questions. I don't need to hear your verbal rantissery. Okay, what's the problem?
The problem is what I just told
you.
You're calling from a number that I've never seen before. You're telling me that my degree is not finished.
Be quiet.
All right, you know what?
You want your degree?
What?
Do you want your degree?
Yes, I want my degree, but I don't know who you are.
Then calm down.
Speak to me this way.
That's it. One more semester. Give him one more semester.
Are you kidding me right now? All right, I need to speak to your supervisor because I don't want to speak with you anymore.
Well, I need to speak to your parents.
Are you kidding me?
Do you want a grad? You want this paper?
Did you go to school?
Do you want this paper?
You do whatever you want. And then you can speak with my lawyer and everything else.
Baby, let me tell you something. You ain't got no lawyer, number one. Okay?
That's bullshit. I got a f***ing attorney.
Oh, yeah? Wait. What you do for a living? Why you need an attorney? Because you always in trouble.
That's what you're doing, like. You get an attorney in case you run into people like you who call from random f***ing numbers.
You know what? If this was the 1930s, I'd put you over my lap and beat your fat meat with a yardstick.
Wait, what'd you say? I couldn't hear you.
You heard what I said.
You put a yardstick across my back meat?
That's right.
I'm calling the cops.
Don't call the cops. Call Dave. Because he's the one that wanted your phone check.
You gotta be kidding me.
Phone. You just been phone checked.
Violence and take it. Yeah, baby.
Get phonecheck.com.
Party 103.3 Party Mix is on now with DJ Bubba Bimpinze. If you've never heard of him before, you will learn. party mix with DJ Beanshay.
You're cool as supper, your heart it kept us, you're mini quiver, chipper, got me like, ooh, you're cool as supper, your heart it kept us, you're mini quiver, chipper, got me like, ooh, you're cool as supper, your heart it kept us, sit back and let this moment slip away, 'cause I got my eye on you. I see you looking over your shoulder. Let me make my way over. Excuse me, Miss Lady, how you doing? Your body looking right, you're the type I like and I'm pursuing. Can I get a little closer so I can get to know you and exchange names and things before the night is over? All I really want is for you to back it up, go and put your weight on it, 'cause it's alright, do what you wanna, make me believe it, ooh, I wanna see you, get it showin', get it showin', get it showin', get it showin'.
Mixes in the 419.
Off the air, Demetrius and I are talking about The View. What is going on?
I don't know, man. I wake up and I'm like a 45-year-old white woman. Like I just start watching things. Beat Bobby Flay, The View.
Welcome back. It's Andrew Z and Demetrius in the Morning, driven by the Taylor Automotive family of fine cars. Northwest Ohio's largest car dealership, Cadillac, Hyundai, Genesis, Kia vehicles, along with quality used cars from top import domestic automakers. Stop into one of their dealerships to test drive your new car, truck, van, or SUV today. All right, so I have an inbox issue here. Someone sent me. They said, I've been dating this really sweet guy for 7 months. In the beginning of our relationship, I had kissed another guy while out one night. Just one guy, no biggie. He found out because his brother was there
the
and
guy.
Told him. What?
I'm sorry. That was like the guy.
Yeah, he found out because his brother was there and told him. I have been faithful ever since. We were only together 1 month at that point. Well, now we've been together 7 months. Last week, my boyfriend brought that up and said he would feel more comfortable if I unfollowed all the guys that we know on social media except family. He said he's still having some trust issues, having a little hard time trusting me, and he sees me liking and commenting on other guys' stuff, and it makes him uncomfortable. I think if this is going to work out, he needs to trust me, and this seems to be a little bit controlling to me. Now, I really care about him, but this seems extreme. Is he being controlling or cautious?
Oh, my God.
What do you guys think? Been dating 7 months. She met up with another dude 1 month in. She didn't know was going to like this guy.
I'm going to ask you to stop right now.
Why?
Because you are estrogen enabling. And because I ask you, if you put a wee-wee on it and read it from a man's perspective mm-hmm. and put a man's voice in it. Mm-hmm. Like, we were only going out for 1 month and I kissed a girl and we weren't even going out that long. Yeah. And it was now it's 7 months and it only happened one time.
Yeah.
Then guess what all her girlfriends are saying? It only needs to just happen one time. Because once a cheater, always a cheater.
First, stop bopping your head back and forth like you're a chick.
Well, I got to get into it because this is how I build up my. I feel like this is how you ladies work your aggression up, and like you got to build it up from the butt
that
until it comes
true.
Out the throat.
No.
All right, so Kelly, what do you think? 41 or the beginning of the number 419-345-3375. 419-345-3375. All right, Kelly, what do you think?
Run. Super, super controlling. What? You're asked to.
Are you kidding?
You may not win.
Are you kidding? Like, you have to be kidding me.
I am not kidding.
Let her speak.
Yes, ma'am.
Speak your truth, Kelly.
Okay, so it's 1 month in. You guys, were you like. Saying that you were only dating each other and only, I mean, it's crazy. 1 month is nothing. It was
right.
Nothing,
you're probably maybe dating a couple guys at that point because you don't know if it's going to be serious or
it's exclusive. You kissed a guy, big deal. So I'm supposed to unfriend every man on my Facebook?
Yes,
go on, ma'am.
So I will say that I have gotten a little heat. Uh-huh. Heated back because I apparently love everything. Love, love, love. Uh-huh. I love everything. And it does bother Tim. He's like, why do you always love what that guy has to say? But I think and so we've had this conversation.
Whoa, Kelly.
You're the dude in this relationship.
You are the dude. Because most of the time it's a dude liking girls' pictures.
Yeah.
And your girl losing her mind. Uh-huh. But like, it's opposite for you.
You are the dude in this relationship, and it is crazy to me mm-hmm. that you would tell this girl, like, this guy is nuts.
And
I would tell this guy, and I'm a little upset he didn't write in because he's the cat that really needs the advice,
uh-huh.
is you should go. Because if these are the hoops that you feel like she needs to jump through, uh-huh. bro, this ain't good for you. Because now you're just checking. Now you're making sure that she's not following anybody. Now you're making sure that she's not liking anything. And now I guarantee you, you're not enjoying this relationship. Because now you're living it in fear.
And if you can't, and the girl side, if she can't be herself and just, you know.
Her cheating self?
It's not cheating.
It was a month in.
One time.
Okay.
One time.
Oh, my God. Let a dude say that. Oh, we were just dating. It was just a month in.
Yeah.
It was new. How could I even? But I. It
wasn't
like,
exclusive.
Oh,
right?
My. Do you count
you were
that?
In a month.
You are crazy as hell. Because
the first month,
look,
it doesn't count. You
look,
do whatever you want
then,
the first
then
month.
Say to me, we've been dating for 6 months. We've uh-huh. been dating because that first month, let's not count it then.
So
and then if that means we weren't dating the first month, you owe me 4 weeks of freak. Mm-hmm. And that's me getting to go out there and do my due and then come back with no judgment.
You are being ridiculous.
You guys are being, you enabling like double standard ass people. It is the what my mama always said.
Mm-hmm.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander. If you are
in the first month.
In the first month. Let me tell you, the first 4 weeks don't count.
Yeah, absolutely. It's true.
All right, all right.
It's true.
Let me just
until
go like
you
this.
Have that
you
conversation.
You are crazy as hell. I can't. You two are crazy.
As soon as you have that conversation that it's an exclusive relationship, that's different. But you don't usually have that in the first 4 weeks.
No.
We're not talking about the first 4 weeks.
What we are talking about
is... Do you, like, fall in love the minute
you... Oh, God, no. But what I'm saying is...
Yes, he does.
No, I do not. But I told you,
she's like a barnacle. But wants to meet you, just find someone.
See, and this is what you do.
She barnacles onto the whale.
This is what you do when you're losing an argument. You try to divert and tangent, and that's fine. That works. That works for people who aren't focused, and that is fine. I am focused on this argument,
okay.
And this argument is she is a cheater. Uh-huh. And if you have to go and ask her to unfollow people to make you feel secure in this relationship,
uh-huh.
this ain't the relationship for you. Right. You got to kick her to the curb.
Wow. 419-345-3375. A woman was in a relationship. She kissed a guy in the first month. Another guy, different guy. And now 7 months later that they've been together, he wants her to unfollow all the dudes because he's still kind of has some trust issues, feeling some type of way for what happened in the first month. This is the only... I got a text message. This is the only way for him to feel comfortable in the relationship. It's already over. Move on.
Yeah. Right. Like, you know, it's so... If a guy had kissed a girl and this girl had sent in this message... And said, you know what? And he sends in this email, and he's mm-hmm. like, look, I told my girl, you know, we've been dating 7 months, but it was only the first 4 weeks. And, you know, it really didn't mean anything. And these are all the rules that she gave me if we still want to be together. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to unfollow all these women, and I can't like stuff from other girls. All you guys would be like this. Well, those are just the things that you got to do if you want to be with her, right? Because you made the mistake.
I think my stance is whether you're a girl or a guy, a guy could write the same thing and I would be still saying what I'm saying.
And this is what I am saying. Like, the month doesn't start like this. Like what I'm saying is until you have that conversation, right? Like we're exclusive, right? From this point on, we're exclusive. So this day... going forward. So this day, and that's day one, month one. Right?
I don't think that's right? true.
Yes. Day one, absolutely. Month one. Absolutely.
Day one, so if we date, that is, talking, you're no, dating, you're getting to know each other.
No, that's Demetrius. Day that's one, not, no, month no, one.
Stop. You're not understanding what I'm saying.
No, okay. I'm not.
There is a courting period, right, where I take you on a few dates, mm-hmm. maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 dates. We go out and we're having a good time. There is nothing exclusive mm-hmm. in these first 2 months. We are getting to know one another. We are enjoying each other's company. Once we start to understand that we would much rather enjoy each other's company exclusively, and that could be 2 months, 3 months down the road after we have been hanging out, mm-hmm. then we have a conversation. Hey, how would you like to make this exclusive? You and I see each other, just you and I see each other. Mm-hmm. Now, that starts our relationship if everybody agrees.
Right.
Boom. Now we are exclusive. This is day one, month one.
Oh, I see.
If we're 7 months in, you have cheated on me. Do you understand how that works?
No. Here's the problem, though. Okay,
there is not a problem.
I'm going to tell you. Let's say you have a baby, okay? You have a baby. You just met this baby. You're not going to...
I hate you. Stop it.
You're not going
to... Welcome to Andrew and my ridiculous comparisons. How may I help you? Let's just say you've eaten 14 pounds of peanuts, and then those peanuts start churning in your belly and turn into a dwarf, and that dwarf tries to escape out of your belly button. Do you now say that belly button has cheated on you?
You are obfuscating right now.
Okay, so
you're obfuscating. Let me give my point. So you have a baby, right? Day one. Well, if you had that, when the baby is 18, you're obviously getting a little bit more than day one because now you've known it for 18 years.
That is absolutely not true I know a lot of people who hate their 18-year-old children and love them when they were babies.
So here my point is you don't love it. You just met this kid.
Day you're one, wrong.
Day 18 years, you love this kid. So what I'm saying is even if you're exclusive in the first month, stuff might happen because you're just knowing him. It's not going to happen after 7 months, though, because now you've put time in. Now you know this guy even more. The relationship is deeper. At the beginning, you have
cheated on me in the newness.
Yes,
the newness.
Exactly.
When everybody should be just wallowing in how happy and huggy-lovey they are. Everything is shiny when it's new. Everything is more special when it's new. 7 months. If you told me 7 months in, we'd been spending a lot of time and then maybe I just kissed a dude, I'd be like, wow, I could understand that because maybe I'm a little tiring. Oh. 7 months in, but 4 weeks? Dude, you should be digging on me more than anything else in the world at that point. And if you tongue wrestle another dude, that means to me you ain't digging me.
Steve, go ahead, please.
I would agree with that. I was until you. It's just everything. That's the problem. People don't have conversations. They don't know what is expected, and until you have that conversation, like he said, you know, the first date, the second date, you're having, you're building towards something. Then, if you see a future in the relationship, then you both are amicable and agree that you want to see each other. So. I would have to agree with you.
Oh, what are you can Aloha do it? Yes, he can.
Demetrius is celebrated because you agreed with him, Steve. Why would you agree with Demetrius?
Because he's right.
Because you got to talk it out. It has to be mutual.
Yeah.
You can't just assume.
Dude, how many people
talk it out.
How many people just wake up and they just assume they're in a relationship because they just spend a lot of time together just like nobody's had a conversation.
And that's what I think happened here, to be quite honest.
I agree.
But I will say, I must not be the only woman who thinks as I do.
Why?
Because I have three people that just said, run, get away, girl. He's controlling.
Yeah. That's, you know who says that? Women who cheat.
Oh,
that's not true. Two of them are married.
And they're cheating.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. You tell them. Yeah, they got boyfriends named Javier.
That is not true.
Okay, one's named Tim.
Yeah.
Mathy. Not Tim.
But here's the question.
Yes,
here's the question. So if all of a sudden you've had the first date and you agree to have the second date, don't you think that kind of signifies in each other's mind that, hey, you know, it was really good the first date. I see potential in you, then you start, you know, I'm old school and traditional. If I'm going on a second date with you, you know, nobody else, I'm not looking for anything.
See, look, you and
my focus should be on that person.
I know, you and Demetrius, you fall in love so quickly.
You're absolutely wrong.
I are like, we'll go on a second date with you, but we got to test out some other waters too. Look, I'm not just going to swim in Mommy Bay with all the chemicals all the E. coli in there.
I love how you just assume you got all this lake choice.
You could just
jump in any lake, be lucky to have
there's
you.
Five great lakes.
I don't need you.
Yeah, your Mommy Bay State Park, the inside where all the E. coli is. I'll go on a second date with you, even though you got poop all over you. Mm-hmm. But I still want to check out Lake Erie.
I want you to know that I'm texting Lake Superior.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stop.
100%.
You need to stop. You better take the lake that takes you.
All right, thank you, Steve.
Wow.
Right? If you ever need us to help you, give you some sage advice, mine's a little better than Demetrius's, but it is what it is. Just message us at Facebook, and we'll get over to you, and we'll check our inbox and take care of your inbox issue. Here's traffic and weather.
Venue Party 103.3, real-time traffic.
From the Joint Chiropractic 24/7 Real-Time Traffic and Weather Center, I'm Curbside Cody on Toledo's Hits and Throwbacks, the all-new Party 103.3. Here's your real-time traffic. I don't see any accidents this morning, but construction season is in full swing, so please use caution in the following areas. 10th Street is closed in both directions between Jefferson and Madison through early July. Also, I-75 northbound between Monroe Street and Buck Road is restricted to two lanes. Additional lane restrictions and overnight ramp closures are possible. Did you know chiropractic care has benefits beyond relieving back pain? With two new Toledo area locations, come see the Joint Chiropractic on Secor Road or Fremont Pike in Perrysburg. No insurance or appointment needed, open nights and weekends. Our $29 new patient special includes a consultation, exam, and adjustment. Remember, Toledo, you don't have to feel bad to feel better. The Joint Chiropractic. Party 103.3 weather is powered by Furniture Palace. We're looking at partly cloudy skies turning into mostly cloudy skies in the PM hours today with highs in the mid-70s. Overnight tonight, expect partly cloudy skies leading you into a beautiful Friday with highs around 78 degrees. Furniture Palace, guaranteed lowest prices and brand names like Ashley and Serta in stock. Locally owned and operated, meaning we make the rules, which also means if you don't like the price, we will work with you to get the furniture you need at the price you can afford. Plus, with no credit needed financing, you can take it home for $50 down. See store for details. With four convenient locations, Central Avenue in Toledo, Reynolds Road in Maumee, Woodville Road in Northwood, and Navarre Ave in Oregon, are online at FurniturePalaceToledo.com. That's a look at your real-time traffic and weather. I'm Curbside Cody on Toledo's Hits and Throwbacks, the all-new Party 103.3.
Primetime Deals of Perrysburg is now open. The place to get new and gently used name brand merchandise for pennies on the dollar. Deals on AC units, patio furniture, chairs, tables, recliners, umbrellas, canopies, lawnmowers, leaf blowers, weed whackers, bikes, grills, dishes, vacuums, carpet cleaners, rugs, tools, shop vacs, desks, entertainment centers, basketball hoops, mops, toys and kids stuff, planters, baskets, lamps, tools. This is just the start. A warehouse full of merchandise. Price ready to move, plus most is fully assembled and ready to go. Primetime Deals, 26725 Echo Road in Perrysburg, the place to save on everything.
You need a towed? Shane's will get you straight.
It's about that tow. Any minute, I'ma need Shane's towing. Man or woman to pick my car up. Feeling fussy. Walking in my Balenciaga. I said Shane came and now I feel fabulous.
Shane's Towing. Auto repair, starters, brakes, belts, hoses, and so much more. They also buy all junk and unwanted vehicles. Located at 63 Dixie Highway in Rossford. Almost directly across from the Hollywood Casino. 419-690-8980. Shane's Tony.
Needlemasters Tattoo Studios are a true staple in the Toledo tattoo and piercing community with two locations for your convenience. 527 South Reynolds Road, 5801 Telegraph Road at the corner of Alexis and Telegraph. Right now, buy two, get one free piercings starting off at only $30, all titanium jewelry, and check this out. Check this out. You can get a free piercing on your birthday. Be sure to bring your ID. They have a team of talented veteran tattoo artists and body piercers. Also, be sure to follow them on all social media platforms at Needlemasters Tattoo Studios. Remember, a cheap tattoo's not good, and a good tattoo's not cheap.
Bluey, Bingo, Bandit, and Chili are coming to a theatre near you.
Do you want to play musical statues with us?
Join the Healers in their first ever live stage show, Bluey's Big Play.
Look, Mom, Dad's playing with us.
A fun-filled show made for the whole family. It's Bluey brought to real life. Book now for Bluey's Big Play. We can't wait to see you there. For more information, go to BlueyLive.com.
Bluey!
Bluey at the Stranahan Theater, September 5th.
3, 2, 1!
Andrew V and Demetrius in the Morning.
Driven by Taylor Automotive Family of Fine Cars, Northwest Ohio's largest car dealership. Cadillac, Hyundai, Genesis, and Kia vehicles, along with quality used cars from top important domestic automakers. Stop into one of their dealerships to test drive your new car, truck, van, or SUV today. Andrew Z, Demetrius, Nicodemus, and of course, Kelly Lass, the Princess of Prophecy.
Find out something new every day.
Yeah.
I don't even know who you are anymore,
man,
Kelly.
Stop it.
I mean, I expect it from Andrew, but
dude,
not you.
Stop it. Get out of here.
Yeah.
We had an inbox issue last break, and Demetrius is wrong, and now he's...
We have an inbox issue now. I'm about to send an
email. You're
going to
send an email?
About the people that I hang with and how I just don't get them anymore.
It's time for the food report for today. Today's food report. Man was caught with meth hidden in a Cheetos bag. Jeffrey Effler is now in custody after officers with the Picayune police located a trafficking amount of methamphetamine inside a vehicle driven by Effler on Monday. He was caught, and they found a big old bag of Cheetos hidden inside those Cheetos? Methamphetamine.
I love Flamin' Hot Meth.
Is that their new
flavor? Yes. Cheetos Flamin' Hot Meth.
That's what he should have told the cops. I don't know.
My buzz is on fire.
He's been charged with felony trafficking of a controlled substance and seatbelt violation. You remember Grimace?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You guys remember Grimace? Mm-hmm. So Grimace was, of course, a character at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Well, Grimace has been kind of pushed to the side.
You know what he was, right?
What? No, what was it? Monster?
No. He was a taste bud.
Nah.
Yes.
Grimace was a taste bud?
Yes.
Thought it was
a
monster.
Not know that.
No, I didn't know that. How do you know that?
Because I'm a nerd.
You're a nerd?
I'm a nerd, well, and that kind of stuff turns me on. Not real on. Not enough to do anything about it.
Well, do you ever do anything about it?
No. I'm like, ooh. And then I'm like, don't you do it.
Yeah, this month McDonald's is celebrating Grimace's 52nd birthday with a Grimace birthday meal. The meal comes with purple-colored, berry-flavored milkshake. Here is
That'll be good.
Yeah,
a berry milkshake.
Yes.
Oh wow.
Here is a
clip. Look at me gushing over.
Here's a clip from a vintage McDonald's commercial about Grimace's birthday.
I hope there's a big cake.
So I guess we used to celebrate Grimace's birthday. I never remembered that. All right, there you go. In Japan, Pizza Hut has debuted Wiener Coffee Pizza. Wiener Coffee Pizza.
Disgust.
It comes topped with coffee sauce and cream cheese and features a crust lined with wiener sausages. It was inspired by social media. So there you go.
I feel that's what happens when you drop a nuclear bomb on a country. Like, it just ruins everything brains. That tastes good. Like, you're like, put wieners on it. You're like, see, that's the nuclear talking.
A new promotional, a new national, 82% of people say eating watermelon boosts their mood. I totally agree. Watermelon is, you eat watermelon, you are in summer mode.
Love. I had watermelon margaritas.
Did you?
Last night. It was so good.
Of course you did. Yeah. Do you go out every night for happy hour?
Maybe. I think that's what happens when you're a real estate agent.
Yeah, no, you have to. It's all work related, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Dude, this guy, okay, here.
I couldn't imagine being a real estate agent. Oh, my God. Walking into the, no way. I would have a drug problem. Walking into
You're not
some
doing
of
drugs.
Homes.
What do you mean?
No, it would just be so hard.
He's still reeling about seeing homes yesterday.
Oh, okay. A 54-year-old man in the UK is so addicted to cheese that he spent over $70,000 on cheddar over the years and goes through at least 2 blocks of cheddar a day.
Wow.
His name's Mark Keane. He puts an entire block of cheese into a sandwich and would eat it, eat 4 a day if his wife would let him. But despite this, they claim doctors insist that Mark, who's a woodworker, is perfectly healthy, and the dad of 4 boasts a 6-pack after assimilating to the dairy product. He eats cheese with every meal, but skips macaroni and cheese and cauliflower cheese because they're not cheesy enough for him.
Damn right.
He puts more cheese on everything.
Damn right.
What?
You know what? People will tell you, like when I start a relationship or I meet somebody new, mm-hmm. and we talk about like where we want to eat, mm-hmm. I tell them all the time, I don't care where we eat. I have 2 requirements.
What?
Meat. And melted cheese. Like, that's I don't care where we go. Uh-huh. If I can get those 2 things in a combination from that menu, I'm good. Mm. I just need meat and melted cheese.
All right. Well, there you go.
All right. If a lady wants to get to Demetrius' heart, you
yes.
know.
It meat. Is beef and melted cheese. Don't offer me steak in a fajita. I do ground beef. I am so simple.
I am so
simple.
I posted this like a year ago, and people gave me grief for it. But I said, a well-cooked ground beef with the perfect seasoning, I like better than steak. Steak, you're chomping on. It's the ground beef just goes down so easy, and it's delicious. And I would take ground beef over steak any day. I didn't even eat steak as a kid. My mouth would get tired.
Yeah, I'm so thankful for the guy who fell on his hamburger the first time, and it crumbled. And he was like, oh, my God, give me a spoon.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
So he was gonna eat.
He had a
hamburger
in his pocket. Somebody shoved him, uh-huh. and he fell on it, and it got all crumbled.
Yeah. So he pulled the crumbles out with his hand.
And he pulled the crumbles out with his hand. And he was like, "Well, I'm not gonna waste a good
burger."
And he just started eating it. He was like, "Oh my God!" And they were like, "What are we gonna call this?" He goes, "Well, I fell on the ground. We'll call it ground beef."
Oh man! And was the guy's name Beef?
No, it was the beef. Oh. Like, that's why people always say, well, we should call it, they do it in a grinder. We don't call it grinder beef.
Right.
We call it, because the guy fell on it, beef.
Ground beef. I never knew that. Uh-huh. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now you got a little piece of Midwest history.
Yes. Cheez-Its. Cheez-Its have opened a gas station with a cracker dispensing pump. Now, it's only open now through Sunday.
Just nothing but white people?
No, the Cheez-It crackers.
Oh, you said cracker dispensing. I was like, that's got to be a big-ass vending machine.
Oh, here comes a Mary. Here comes a Joanne.
Oh, we got a Karen. This machine's broken. It's just giving out Karens.
So if you're hiking through Joshua Tree in Southern California this week, you're craving something cheesy, this is your ticket. Cheez-Its has opened the pop-up gas station in the area, but instead of pumping gas, all it does is spray bags of Cheez-Its through your car window for free.
That's gross. That's a little porny.
Why?
Right? If you just stick a hose in a window and it sprays you with nothing but Cheez-Its. That's slightly porny. You're not happy ending me with Cheez-Its.
There's got to be an audience out there for that.
There has to be.
Cover your eyes.
There's also merch for sale, which is being described as absurdly cheesy mementos and Cheez-It stop collectibles. And again, it's only open through Sunday. If you want the address, let me know, because again, it's in California.
I feel like this is Sugar's total dream food segment. All this cheese.
Shooting cheese everywhere. A bar is apologizing for offering women free drinks based on their bra size. Ooh. A nightclub in Australia called Woodshed in Henley is in hot water after a promotion they were offered, wooing free drinks with their bra size. So here's how it would go.
Tiny breasts get shots, big ones get pitchers.
One free drink for an A-size cup bra, two cups for a B cup, and three for a C cup. And if that wasn't enough, they also encouraged women to remove their bras, saying, if your bra is uncomfortable, hang it up and let it loose. That means you as well, boys. So the backlash online has been horrible, and now they're having to apologize. They canceled the promotion, by the
way. Yeah. See, you can't do quantity. You have to do, you have to make it worth it, right? So if you have tiny breasts, then you get shots of liquor, right? If you have big breasts, then I give you pitchers. Of draft beer.
Right.
And that way, you guys both have the opportunity to get just as hammered. Like, if you have two breasts.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What are you saying?
Oh, actually,
isn't
it doesn't
that called ladies' night?
They don't do those anymore. You can't do those anymore. It's discriminatory.
Really?
Yeah.
They do ladies' nights.
They do ladies. No. Yeah, yeah, they do.
La Fiesta?
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
What?
Uh-huh.
They do Taco Tuesday. I don't think they do ladies' nights.
Well, that is ladies' night.
Okay, all right. And finally, if you're at a Sonic drive-in and you want a hot dog and a Coke, you're probably expecting Coca-Cola, not cocaine. An unnamed female customer went to a Sonic drive-in in New Mexico last Tuesday, ordered a Coney dog, and when she bit into it, she found a plastic bag filled with some kind of powder. Turned out it was cocaine. So she called the cops. They arrested the 54-year-old man. First of all, you're 54 and working at Sonic. You've already made some really bad choices. This is just another one to add to the list. He inadvertently placed his baggie of cocaine in her order as he was preparing it.
First of all, we all know he was the first one to discover that bag was gone. And when the cops showed up, he knew exactly why they were there.
You're right, because there was surveillance footage. He gets stressed and looks like he lost something. He reportedly admitted those.
You know damn well. He's like, oh my God, please don't let it be in the bag. You know, that is exactly what
it's
happened.
It's got to be on the floor somewhere in this restaurant. Please, somewhere in this restaurant.
I would much rather Tony the manager find it.
Anyway, the man was charged with felony possession. All right.
That's got to suck.
That is your food report for today. Here's traffic and weather. Traffic and weather.
Venue Party 103.3. Real-time traffic.
From the Joint Chiropractic 24/7 Real-Time Traffic and Weather Center, I'm Curbside Cody on Toledo's Hits and Throwbacks, the all-new Party 103.3. Here's your real-time traffic. I don't see any accidents this morning, but construction season is in full swing, so please use caution in the following areas. 10th Street is closed in both directions between Jefferson and Madison through early July. Also, I-75 northbound between Monroe Street and Buck Road is restricted to two lanes. Additional lane restrictions and overnight ramp closures are possible.
Did you know chiropractic care has benefits beyond relieving back pain? With two new Toledo area locations, come see the Joint Chiropractic on Secor Road or Fremont Pike in Perrysburg. No insurance or appointment needed, open nights and weekends. Our $29 new patient special includes a consultation, exam, and adjustment. Remember, Toledo, you don't have to feel bad to feel better. The Joint Chiropractic. Party 103.3 weather is powered by Furniture Palace. We're looking at partly cloudy skies turning into mostly cloudy skies in the PM hours today with highs in the mid-70s. Overnight tonight, expect partly cloudy skies leading you into a beautiful Friday with highs around 78 degrees. Furniture Palace, guaranteed lowest prices and brand names like Ashley and Serta in stock. Locally owned and operated, meaning we make the rules, which also means if you don't like the price, we will work with you to get the furniture you need at the price you can afford. Plus, with no credit needed financing, you can take it home for $50 down. See store for details. With four convenient locations, Central Avenue in Toledo, Reynolds Road in Maumee, Woodville Road in Northwood, and Navarre Ave in Oregon are online at FurniturePalaceToledo.com. That's a look at your real-time traffic and weather. I'm Curbside Cody on Toledo's Hits and Throwbacks, the all-new Party 103.3.
Kelly Latz, Howard Hanna, 734-308-7707. Questions every home buyer should ask. How old is the roof? How old are the mechanics, such as a furnace, AC, water heater? How much are the utilities? Is this house on a flood zone? Call me, Kelly Latz, 734-308-7707, or email me at kellylatz@howardhanna.com. I will answer all your questions before you ask.
I did get a message in. It says La Fiesta and Don Juan's both do ladies' nights.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they get away with it because they're like there's a language barrier. They're, you know,
I think it's identify as ladies' night.
Oh. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They've sort of changed
it's the only way to get around 2023.
2023.
Yeah.
What did you just say, right?
Identify as ladies' nights.
All right. Thank you. All right. There you go.
Toledo's best photography experience, Selfie World, is now open. Over 20 interactive and immersive rooms with rotating designs to capture the best photos in Toledo. There's nothing like this anywhere else. Ideal for date night, time with friends and family, birthday parties. We have a party room, bachelorette parties, wedding or baby showers, TikToks, Instagram pics, or make your own event. You will capture your greatest images and biggest smiles at Selfie World. Next time you're looking for something fun and local to do, head to Selfie World and snap up some fantastic photos. If you are looking for the most unique pictures, Selfie World is for you. Locally owned by Toledo area moms and centrally located off Secor and Central at 3205 West Central Avenue near Cricket West. Open evenings and weekends. Book your tickets online at SelfieWorldTOL.com. Remember influencer code 1033 when booking. Selfie World is the only location you need for perfect pictures.
We all know Toledo is the place where brands come to test new food and drink products. Well, Toledo is about to do it again. A brand new adult beverage is coming to the 419 this summer. There's nothing like it in the country. Turtles Brew, sweet tea and bourbon, zero sugar, zero carbs, gluten-free, and it comes in some amazing flavors. Cherry lime sweet tea and bourbon, orange vanilla sweet tea and bourbon, raspberry peach sweet tea and bourbon, and more flavors coming soon. Get Turtles Brew at Joseph's Beverage Center on Talmadge across from the Franklin Park Mall, Sean's Irish Tavern on Bancroft in Sylvania, and R&S Market in Swanton. Or ask for it by name at your favorite bar, restaurant, or where you purchase adult beverages. If you have an establishment you think should carry Turtles Brew, drop us a line at turtlesbrew.com. A portion of all sales is donated to support efforts to save sea turtles. Turtles Brew, a bourbon lover's tea.
Guess who's back? Back again. Taylor's back. Tell your friends.
Hey, Steve Taylor from Taylor Kia, and I'm back. Bigger than ever with Kia deals you can't afford to miss.
So tell your family, tell your friends, tell your friends' friends. Taylor Kia is back. Get a brand new Kia and make no payments for 90 days. Plus, when you buy, you fly. Get an instant airline credit for your next vacation.
Taylor's back. Tell your friends.
Lease the well-equipped 2023 Kia Forte for $179 per month for 36 months and make no payments for 90 days. Easy credit approval. Plus, we'll offer up to $5,000 more for your trade.
Shop 24/7 at TaylorAuto.com or stop into one of our three convenient locations, Taylor Kia in Toledo, Finley, and Lima. I'm Steve Taylor, and I want to see you in a Kia.
For qualified buyers with approved credit, no payment interest accrues at start of contract. 36-month lease with $35.99 due at signing plus taxes and fees. 10K annual lines. No security deposit required. Must finance through KMF. Offers expire 6/3/23.
Cafe Donuts is a locally owned bakery specializing in homemade, giant, made fresh daily donuts. Not those little donuts like the out-of-town corporate places, and amazing coffees and drinks with a fancy espresso machine just like the big guys without the big price, special orders, and specialty donuts you won't find anywhere else. Cafe Donuts, 5330 Monroe Street, across the street from Hobby Lobby, with a drive-thru window for your convenience. Stop by this morning and see for yourself what I'm talking about.
Hey, Furniture Palace, Toledo's largest locally owned furniture store. Concept simple. Quality name brand furniture and mattresses you get at the major stores in town, but at the guaranteed lowest prices in town. They deal with the same furniture as the big guys because they're locally owned and operated. They pass all those savings on to you and guarantee the lowest prices. They have the no credit needed financing, so if you got bad credit, it doesn't matter. They don't check your credit. You could still finance and bring furniture home today. Central Avenue in Toledo, Reynolds Road in Maumee, Woodville Road in Northwood, Navarre Avenue in Oregon, or online at FurniturePalaceToledo.com. All right, coming up in 30 seconds, Steve Sleaze on the 50s, brought to you in part by Harold Jaffe Jewelers.
Give a gift that's special, something one of a kind. Harold Jaffe Jewelers, fine jewelry by design. When words can't show the love you feel inside.
Harold Jaffe Jewelers, celebrating life and love since 1946 on Talmadge across from the Franklin Park Mall.
To play, just grab a handful of mud and sling it.
It's Steve Sleaze on Andrew C. and Dimitri's in the Morning. Party 1033.
All right, time for Steve Sleaze on the 50s. Hey, Steve.
Hey, hey, hey. I'm kind of excited today.
Why?
I'm doing an interview with one of the our friends of the show, Jaden Jefferson, today at 11 o'clock. So he was reaching out and wanting to do an interview on some of the updates on what the Quality Toledo is doing.
Very
so
nice.
It's kind of interesting to see how he's progressed, you know, well, in his journalistic endeavors.
Speaking of young celebrities that are going to be the next generation of the 419, I want to introduce you, Steve, to CNN Mikey, who's in the house. Mikey, say hi to Steve.
What's going on, Steve?
Mikey.
Oh, hey, look for Mikey. Okay, what's going on?
What was that? Mikey is the hottest new local rapper in Toledo. And we're going to be talking to him in about 10 minutes. He's got just signed a big record deal. And you just graduated, right, bro?
No. I mean, I graduated like 3 years ago.
So I just
got a baby face.
But you are from Springfield High School.
Yep.
Yeah, very cool. And so his love for music started very early. We're going to talk to you. Just jump in wherever you want. Steve's going to do some celebrity stuff, but you jump in wherever you want. But we're going to talk to you coming up in a couple minutes.
I saw a recent interview with him. I think it was on, 13?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep, I thought I saw that. Have you been out to Toll House?
What's Toll House?
So no.
No.
You're not old enough to drink, right? What are you, 19?
You might not be old 21. Enough. Yeah.
Are you 21?
Yeah, I'm 21.
Oh, he's 21. So you come out to Kotol House?
Yeah.
You have a baby face, bro. I swear to God, you were 16, bro.
Man, I'd be at the bar, and the bartenders, they take a long time looking at my ID.
Yeah. I bet you women get arrested when they get caught with you. They're like, man, we're going to have to ask you to call his parents.
Man, baby face. All right. Anyway, so Mikey's going to jump in, Steve, but you go ahead and go with your sleaze. Do what you got to do.
Sure. No problem. So, here's prayers and wishes out to Wendy Williams, who is currently in a treatment center amid her battle with alcohol abuse. So a rep for the former talk show host confirmed to Page Six, Wendy is at a facility doing her best to be her best. So there says she's taking it just day by day. Shelby told the outlet that he feels like people put out negative information about Williams without ever asking about how she really is doing. He says, why don't we just stop for a moment and just say, how is she doing? Is she okay? Yeah. How is she doing today? Why is it that the focus is on the negative stuff? Why isn't that what we are talking about on the daily basis? So, you know, she's going through it, man. Mm-hmm. So she says that Williams's body does not process liquor at the same rate that a normal person's body does. So she's having these different complications from this. So this is one thing where you don't know how to approach it normally, and that's fine. He says it's gotten to a point where it could have affected and could be fatal, you know, if they don't nip this in the bud. So
Demetrius has the same thing, but it's opposites, to where his body doesn't process normal.
Actually,
he drinks so much.
My body doesn't process juice or anything that's not just alcohol.
Right, it's just alcohol.
Yeah. I got one of those reverse cirrhosis of the livers. It is crazy. My liver gets younger the more alcohol I drink.
Wow.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
You should see, you know, CNN Mikey, you have a baby face. You should see, he's got a baby liver.
I got a baby liver.
Look at that thing.
It's the size of a baby's fist.
Liver of a baby.
It is shriveled.
That's hilarious. Right.
It's more sad. I should really seek treatment.
Yeah, probably. Probably at some point. But for now, we'll just laugh at you.
Alcohol Anonymous is for quitters. Anyway.
Oh, man. Come on. That's not true.
Hey, we all have a vice, so just be you.
Yeah, I got two.
What else, Steve?
Well, celebrations. The late rap icon Tupac Shakur has officially been honored with his own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and the occasion brought out his family, friends, and everlasting supporters. So Tupac's sister held back tears as she addressed the massive crowd Wednesday while speaking on her brother's accomplishments, summing up his legacy as one filled with passion and perseverance. Fans and friends, including YG, Mike Epps, Naughty by Nature's Tretch, and Ceremony MC Big Boy. So all of them out there. So Tupac was previously inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2017 and has a pair of diamond albums to go along with his 75 million records sold. Wow. And the Hollywood star simply dots the I in the thug life. So news of Tupac's star traveled all the way to the East Coast. TMZ Hip Hop caught up with beatboxing legend Dougie Fresh, who told us, congrats, my brother deserves this. So it's cool.
CNN Mikey, do you look up to Tupac Shakur? Do you know who Tupac is?
Yeah, of course I know who Tupac. That's Polo G's favorite rapper.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's Polo G's favorite rapper, Demetrius.
I know. That's what all the kids are listening to. That and the Cyclones, man, I tell you what. Man.
Look, who else do you look up to, like, for old school, like our age?
I like, you know, I like Jimi Hendrix.
Do you?
My grandma. I lived with my grandparents when I was younger, so
okay.
They'd always listen to classic rock.
Yeah.
I love Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson's probably my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good one, man.
You drop answers that nobody can argue with. Like,
I know, it's
like,
true.
I like Michael. I like Jimi Hendrix.
Classics.
All good.
And you're classics. Like, you look like you're 12.
I know.
You know what I really enjoy? Wagon rides.
What?
You're like, what are you doing? I'm an old soul.
Shut up. All right, one more, Steve.
Sure. So a lot of fans are fans of Tom Holland. So he recently finished filming a new Apple TV series called The Crowded Room. And it took so much out of him that he's taking a year off. He's hot right now. So
Tom Holland?
He says it was a tough time for sure. We were exploring certain emotions that I have definitely never experienced before. And then on top of that, being a producer, dealing with the day-to-day problems that come with any film set just added to that extra level of pressure. He goes on to say, I'm no stranger to hard work. I've always lived by this idea that hard work is good work, and I really enjoy it, he said. But then again, the show did break him. So in The Crowded Room, Tom plays a guy who gets arrested and interrogated after shooting in New York City in 1979. So the first three episodes drop today. So there you go.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Easy man. Easy man. Toodles.
What's the matter? What's the matter, Demetrius?
I would love to, like, do that. Like, have a gig where you're like, I worked real hard for 6 months. I got to take a year off.
I know, it's
like, they're like, what happened? I was feeling a lot of things. Things that I was not used to feeling. So so I need to just take some time off and sit.
Me too.
I'm like, shut up.
Hey, Demetrius, Betty's at McDonald's. What do you want?
Huh?
What do you want? Look, you're just so excited.
It's breakfast time. Yeah, egg McMuffin.
Egg McMuffin.
Uh-huh. A sausage egg McMuffin.
Sausage egg McMuffin?
And two hash browns.
Hold on. Sausage egg McMuffin and two hash
browns. Y'all just now getting breakfast?
And an orange juice. It's 9 o'clock, baby. What do you mean just now?
Man, y'all been up since 5:30.
That is true. All right. Thank you, Steve.
Toodles.
All right. That is Steve Sleaze on the 50s, brought to you part by Med One Care. And coming up next. Need CNN, Mikey.
Help in the home? You need therapy, but you don't want to go to a nursing home. MedOne Care has all the answers and more. MedOne Care offers home health, medical staffing, and outpatient therapy and rehab. MedOne Care is the only 5-star rated home health agency in the area. Need a great job? MedOne Care is hiring. Competitive wages, flexible scheduling, and no mandates. MedOne Care is also the Toledo Blade's top workplace to be 3 years in a row. So it's easy to see. MedOne Care is the place to be. So give them a call, 419-866-0555, and tell them Steve sent you.